Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
And welcome to this week's Joy of Business show. This is Rebecca Hulse, the creative producer for Joy of Business, not hijacking this show anymore as I did in 2016, because it's more inclusive this year. How does it get any better than that? So for this week's show, I have brought on someone that I've been working with really closely over the last month or so, who is doing something really exciting. She is the leader and basically the creative producer for Put the Fun Back in Business. So welcome, Mariana.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I just sprung the show title and what I wanted to talk about in this week's On Times Radio show about 3 minutes ago. So it's very new and very exciting, but Mariana has been creating in such a different way, and it so highlights what putting the fun back in business is really about that I said we need to do a show about it, and let's do it right now. And being the wonderful person she is, she came, even though she's on vacation somewhere in Canada, and was willing to give us some time today. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And like Rebecca said, 2 minutes ago, I was like, wait, what's the topic? Should I just wing it?
And the answer to that is yes.
Cool.
Yes, we are winging it. But what I first wanted to have a bit of a conversation about is, what is Put the Fun Back in Business? And why are you leading it, Mariana?
Well, first let me say that leading Putting the Fun Back in Business has been such a blessing and such a gift in my life already. And that's one of the things that's key, is when we actually lead something or take on a project, is also acknowledging what a contribution it is into our lives and what it actually asks of us. So it's almost like I'm co-creating with this whole being called Putting the Fun Back in Business, which, as Rebecca was suggesting, it's part of the Joy of Business umbrella. So basically, it's an introduction to how you can start adding fun into your business and your life. And what I love about putting the fun back in business and Joy of Business is, as Simone Milicis says, and as the Joy of Business umbrella says, your business is your life and your life is your business. So it's not just about, you know, maybe goofing off and laughing as much as you can while you're in a cubicle or something like that. It actually goes much further than that. And it's almost a holistic approach. It's like, how much fun are you truly having with being you and with living and creating your life? And from that outflows everything that you do, including how you be with business.
I love this. And this just makes me so excited that this new material of putting the fun back in business is out there around the world. I would say in the last week alone, we have had 4 new Put the Fun Back in Business facilitators apply. And I just want to see the world taken over with these people that share a point of view that you can create a business that works for you. And whether that is that the business of your life or the business of your business, or you're self-employed or you work for someone else, you still have a choice to put the fun in it or not.
Totally. And it's like, this was so inconceivable to me, like even a year and a half ago. So a year and a half ago, I was working at a startup. I was in the, you know, in tech for 10 plus years. And to me, the word business was just not fun. Like there was nothing fun about business and nothing fun about work. And even as I say that, I'm like, woo, it's just like, there's so much charge on that word. And it's like, how much have we bought into that work and business is just something we have to do to pay the bills, and there's no way it could be fun, and if it's fun, we're kidding ourselves. But truly, there is another possibility available, and that's actually what I've discovered with working with the Joy Business team and beautiful, wonderful people like Rebecca and Simone. And by taking on this beautiful baby of putting the fun back in business, it's like really starting to discover what fun is for me, which, like, for me, it's been like hint, it's like being myself. And I think that's probably where we're going to go to maybe like later in the show, is like how that shows up in everything that we do in business. So how I create a team or lead a team or communicate with a team, it's like whatever we're doing, what if by being ourselves, that is the fun in business. That is the fun in living. So, yeah, all of that.
I love how you just put in one big juicy topic that should probably take up an entire day's conversation, and you just slip it into a little radio show. But I also wanted to, one of the things that I want to dive into in this particular segment is that you just created a team for the first time that you got to pick, and you got to create your deal and delivers and how they would work for you. And it's been cool to stand back from it and not give you everything I know and not suggest who I think, but to actually go, well, Mariana, what do you think about this? What do you know? And what if you ask them? And who would you like to create with? So I'd love you to share a little bit about how that was and, you know, how I didn't really give you any help.
Absolutely. And, you know, the first thing I want to say is that, like, true leaders, one of the things that I've seen and that I love about you, Rebecca, is that you truly lead by example. So it's like, you have given me all of the reins to make all of the decisions. Like, I think you were literally like, do you want to lead, put the fun back in business? And I was like, sure. Like, that sounds amazing. And it was like, okay, go. And I'm like, buh, 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 buh. Like, what am I doing? And what I truly love about you as a leader, as such an exceptional leader, is that you're just like, go for it. Like, basically, here's how, you know, how people get paid. Like, this is the pot of like how people get paid. Now go, you know, do you, what does putting the fun back in business require? So really, really putting it on me and this entity called Putting the Fun Back in Business as to like who actually wants to be on the team, who will contribute, how much do they want to get paid, what do they desire. And that's truly, at first it was like, oh my God, I have this baby and I've never been a mother before. It was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do it. But what it actually allowed me to truly step up and commit not only to putting the fun back in business, but to myself. And it was like, wow, I can do this. And you're just like this, like, mama, like, in the background. Like, I got your back. But also, like, allowing me full freedom and spectrum to get it wrong. I want to say that's one of the key parts, like, getting it wrong. And sometimes when we have so much freedom, it's like, oh, my God, like, I don't know if I'm making the right decision, but it's like, one of the beautiful things about working with this team is, like, what if there was no wrong? And what if it was just committing to, no matter what it takes, never give in, never give up, never quit, and keep asking questions? So it was literally, like, at first when I took this baby on, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And it was almost a tendency to put it off because it's like, I don't want to deal with it because it's so overwhelming. But once you start asking questions like, okay, so putting the fun back in business, what do you truly require? And then just listening to it. So it's like, we don't even need to have all the answers. We just need to ask the questions. And once I started asking that, what I started doing was like almost like energetically shopping around. So I'm a member of this team, but I'm also a member of other teams within AXIS. So as part of being another team, like once I put the question out there of putting this fund back in business, what do you require? It was like things started popping. So it was like one team member started popping, which is Cassie. She was in another group. And it was like, wow, yeah, that matches the energy. And it's like another person started popping. So it's almost like you just allow yourself to shop for it. And it was like, wow. And then you perceive the energy of like what that person would actually contribute. And then I just approached them from a vulnerability of like, hey, I don't know if you're interested in this, but here's the thing. Like, can I pitch it to you? Because I believe in this thing so much and I've seen your capacities and I think we can create something like stupendous and phenomenal here. And would you be interested? And giving them the freedom and allowance to say no, like not even being tied to like, yes, they have to be on the team. They have, no, it's like, I perceive that this person would be a contribution. I wonder if they'd like to be on it too. And then, so that's how I spoke with, you know, at least the first couple of members we have, which is Cassie and Sarah Gredzinetti, and also allowing them to pick and define their own roles. Because one of the things that I've learned, at least for myself, is that when I'm doing something that truly brings me happiness and joy and that I have so much fun creating, I go above and beyond because it doesn't feel like work. It's just like so much fun. So it's just like allowing people to pick their roles and kind of have that freedom. And it also kind of puts it on them to commit, like, do I really actually want to do this? Like, no one's telling me I have to. So do I actually desire to commit to it? And what I find is that when you give people that freedom and they choose what they truly desire to do, it's like they truly commit, at least whatever, for that period of time, right? Until it's not working in that defined role. But it's like I gave both of them the free, like, hey, what do you love doing? And for Cassie, it's like, you know, the videos and the social media and the marketing. And for Sarah, it's the products. And then also allowing them the freedom to choose what they would like as a deal and deliver. So it's like, how much do you desire to get paid? And I think I heard from both of them, like, wow, it's so much choice. Like, I've never gotten to choose before. And it's just like, and that's actually one of the gifts that Rebecca has given me, like, oh my God, there's so much choice I've never gotten to choose before. But when you actually step up and choose, it's like a whole other universe opens up and all of a sudden you feel free, you're creative, you just feel amazing, and you do because you feel good about it and because you're truly contributing to the project. So for both those team members, I asked them, what do you desire to do and how much would you like to get paid? And they're still thinking about it, right? And that's okay.
I love this. This is such a great conversation. So I wonder what we're going to be talking about after the break, because Mariana and I could just keep talking forever. Don't go away. We'll see you soon.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business Radio Show. Today, this is Rebecca Hulls, the creative producer of Joy of Business, and I have with me one of my partners in crime at the moment. I have the creative producer of Put the Fun Back in Business, Joy of Business's new specialty that is starting to launch all around the world. It is Mariana. And I love how many different things she said, just battling them out a million at a go, that we could have dove into a bit more. So I'm just more wondering which piece in particular I want to pick up. And I think one of the first ones I would like to pick up again is that weird topic that you talked about earlier of being you in business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's such a broad topic. And I was just thinking about how being you takes so many forms and how much we've made ourselves wrong for being you in business. So I know for me, like, I'm goofy and silly and easygoing and relaxed. And sometimes I get in, like, let's just get this done mode. And how much I've made myself wrong in the past for not having one consistent, presentable face. So I know in the past, you know, I've been a project manager for a lot of projects. So it's like, oh, a leader, how many times do we hear? It's like, a leader has to be a leader. You shouldn't be people's friends. You know, you have to be a leader. Don't get too friendly. And I've made myself so wrong for that in the past. And one of the things I love about putting the fun back in business is it's actually getting me to acknowledge and almost play with being like a scientist of energy and consciousness and how all that creates in business. So for example, one of the things we use to run our project is Skype. So in our Skype thread, we have all of the team members contributing, and sometimes I'm funny, and sometimes I use exclamation points, and sometimes I don't, and sometimes, like, let's just get this done. And it's just been interesting to see what those different energies create, and also acknowledging that all of it is me. And I don't have to make myself wrong or be consistently serious just because I'm a leader. And one of the things I've actually noticed is also how much that creates for others on the team. So I've had both of the new team members, Cassie and Sarah, like, message me and say, oh my God, like, it feels so amazing to be on this team. There's such an energy. There's so much space. And what I want to say is, I think that gets created when you're being you, and then you just invite others to be themselves as well. So it's just like knowing that nothing they can say is really wrong, because you're not making yourself wrong. So it's just whatever being you to me means being whatever energy is required in that moment. So we're in a deadline and I need to say things without exclamation points. And then that's what I say. And if I'm encouraging an idea, then, and I'm super happy and I use emojis, and that's okay too. And knowing and being aware of what that actually contributes to what's being created. So
I love that. That reminds me of something that you said before too, that I went, yes, that. I forgot that I wanted to mention more on that, which is the idea that it's okay to fuck up. And it's okay to make a mistake, and it's okay to not have everything perfect. There's actually, I think if you want to know more about this, we did a previous radio show on this. It was probably about a year ago now, or maybe even longer, because this show has been going on for 2 years, where Simone brought on the Joy of Business team. And we talked about the moment where we created the green light system, which is, I'm pretty sure you could trademark this to Joy of Business by this stage, because it freaks everyone out, and only people that have either heard it from a Joy of Business facilitator, or you're part of one of the Joy of Business teams. And it stemmed from the moment where Simone was going, well, what else is possible with Joy of Business in the way that we're creating? Like, I feel like everything is always falling back on me. And she said, do you guys get that you guys have the green light, that you can go for it, that if you have an idea, I want you to run with it. If you have something that you want to create, I want you to go for it. I don't want you guys to have to wait and then worry that you'll make a mistake about it. Like, if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. Okay, choice creates awareness. I bet that you were willing to get, you would get much more awareness if you just went for it, than if you went through every single way that this could possibly go wrong. And I went from that, really? Really? She's really willing to let me be all in and create anything I can think of that I know will create a greater future and just check in if I need to? Okay, and I did, and I went nuts, and I still go nuts to this day. I'm pretty sure everyone on the team has noticed that I've been home for about 3 weeks, because the amount of ideas and tasks and things to create and things for everyone to do has escalated very quickly. Mariana might know a little bit about that.
Yes.
Everyone's like, Rebecca, when are you leaving next? When do I get to catch a break?
you never get to catch a break.
Yeah. When do you go back to class, Rebecca? But because I know that I always have the space to create, and I have – like, if I make a mistake, we will all learn something great from it. And so this being applied to the Put the Fun Back in Business team, and you can see them tentatively, because they're really a new team. They're less than a month old at this stage. But you can see them go, really? I can really just go ahead and create? I can really just go ahead and make this my own? And it's also such a gift to me to see this and to see the leadership and to see – to see the things that we've contributed and from the start, because Joy of Business does just function from these weird, wacky, wonderful places now. And the way that we function as a team is very much from this. And then to see this new for the first time again, this reminds me how brilliant these tools are and how brilliant this way of being is. Like, could you imagine in your workplace if you had just one person that never judged you and was willing for you to go out on a limb? And if you do work in a workplace that's not a possibility, what if you were willing to do that for yourself? What if you were willing to trust yourself enough that you would know that you knew and just be that in a way that you don't have to undermine everything that everyone else is doing or reject authority or to not listen to your peers or to not work with people, but you could just have this quiet sense of knowing that, A, it's okay if you fuck up. Not going to be the end of the world. And B, that you really are that creative, that brilliant, that aware, have that much capacity that you're almost overqualified, even if you know absolutely nothing about what you said yes to.
That's almost as you say that, Rebecca, I'm almost tearing up, because it's like, this is the first time, like what you and Simone have showed me on Joy of Business, where it's like, there's this like energetic and also literally like, I've got your back, like you've got my back. And like, I think you've seen me trip up many a time, and yet there's just this energy of like, it's okay. I know you're going to get up and keep going. And it's like, how much you know, have we thought that messing up is the end of the world and it's the end of the job and that's it? You know, it's like we're resisting messing up so bad because we think, oh, well, I mess up once and I'm going to be fired. But it's like, what if there was another possibility available? And that's what the tools of joy of business and putting the fun back in business are about. It's like, what if there truly was another possibility available where it's like, you know, you have your own back. And working with this team and having them have my back has shown me that I can have my own back. And that's, it's so beautiful because a lot of times, like we don't even, I didn't even know this energy existed until I joined this team. Like, because before I was working for corporate and you have your job role. And yeah, I mean, I get it. If I mess up once, it's not going to be the end of the world, but it depends on your level of mess up, it could be, you could lose your job. But it's like, that's the beauty too. It's like when you function from these tools and the question and what else is possible, even if you do mess up, it could last for 10 seconds and then we're on to the next thing. It's like, okay, what else is possible now? Choice creates awareness. Cool. Good information. And we just keep moving and we just keep creating. And I think that's also a testament to how, number one, joy of business creates, like as an organization and acts of consciousness as an organization, because there is no doom and gloom and significance to this get it right or get it wrong. Like what if there really truly was no significance? And what if you could just create like all the time and how much further could you go? And I think that's what we're showing this team, this new team. And guess what? It feels like you're like being born and you're able to breathe for the very first time. It's like, oh my God, there's room here. And you can feel it. It's palpable. Like, yeah, there's room here. And I wonder if you guys try that, you know, in your businesses and your workplaces and even in your own life, like what would that actually create for you? And I'm just going to do a little, like, what do we call that little commercial for putting the fun back in business. If you don't know what that's like and you would like to get a taste of what that's like, go to a class, go to a put the fun back in business class or even become a facilitator and show other people that this is possible. And even by having these tools in your life and facilitating other people with it, I wonder what that actually would invite you to step into and create for your life as well. And your business.
I love this. And this to me is what this is all about. It is about this new idea. So let's see what else we explore in the next segment of this. Hey, maybe we'll even put Maddie on her on the spot. See you in the next break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy Business Radio Show, where we are right in the middle now of our episode on putting the fun back in business. And even more importantly, what is it like to lead with the fun back in business? We have the creative producer of Putting the Fun Back in Business with me today, Mariana. And I am Rebecca Hulse. If you haven't heard my voice a million times before while I've been hijacking these shows, it's really fun to be back on the show, actually. I haven't done an episode in a while. So what have we been talking about here, Mariana? What would you like to explore, seeing as you're co-creating this episode with me? It doesn't have to be all about what I want to say. Fancy that.
How about we start with, what does putting the fun back in business mean to you? And how has that impacted or transformed or shaped the way you do business and live your life?
That is a great question, and I have a real life example that just happened. My mom, because I'm at home and I'm enjoying it, and I love hanging out with my mom when I'm at home. And she just came in to tell me that she was going out, and because she knows that I'm obviously on the radio show or doing something, so she just holds up this post-it note that says the word bye on it and waves that in front of me instead of interrupting me or instead of coming into the conversation or apparently just waving, because that would be boring. It's just the little moments of things like this that I absolutely love that my life is full of now. And like, it's having the availability of moments like this in every single part of the day. Whether it was, using a Skype conversation this morning with translators where I'd love them to come to class early one morning when we're in Rome so we can do some videos. And instead of just going, hey, guys, will you do this? It's more fun to go, hey, guys, can I bribe you with champagne to come in at 8 a.m. on this day of facilitator training? Now, which invitation would you much rather say yes to? Like, which one makes you want to create? For me, it's definitely the bribery with champagne. And I have more fun offering things like that. And, to me, like, this is where it is. Like, it's where you have the invitation to be that creative energy. You don't have to cut it off. You don't have to limit it. You don't have to be so serious. You don't have to be the person that is trying to be professional while simultaneously cutting themselves off. You can use a sense of professionalness, but you can still be you. You don't have to cut off, your wacky, wild sense of humor, your use of your favorite emojis, the chattiness in the groups or whatever that might be. You don't have to cut anything off. So to me, that is what I find putting the fun back in business is no longer having to be anyone else but absolutely myself.
Wow. And do you find that you actually create greater as a result of that? Or how, like, what does that energy actually contribute to all of your creations?
Simone used to do this thing where she talked about warning people that came onto the Joy Business team where that started working with her as what she would call the fire hose about to be pointed on you. And I was like, great, I'm ready. But I never really felt it hit me because Simone was one of the first people that hired me just for my being. She was like, the literal conversation was this. It was, I don't know what it is. I'm not quite sure what your job will look like, but I know you can contribute something, and your energy in my business is what I'm looking for. Can I hire you? And I said yes, And then I came back and I went, wait a second, what do you mean? What is my job going to be? What is this going to look like? What am I going to create? What do you expect of me? And then she said, she basically said, I don't have an answer for you. So I went, okay, I'll do it anyway and we'll figure it out. And from that moment onwards, I really got how much she really was just asking for me to be me and to create from me. And so that fire hose that she talked about never really hit me because it was finally something that was running at my speed. So I no longer had to slow down the sense and the space of how I like to create. I was allowed to have all my crazy ideas work on what I wanted to work with. And so it always felt natural. And to this day, it has never once felt like work. It has felt like this creation frenzy that I get to be a part of and dip my toe into and push others into occasionally and drag other people out of and have this fun creation, because I do realize that my speed is not everyone else's speed. So I've given a couple of people some floaties and a rope.
I think I've gotten a couple of those floaties.
I don't know. You're kind of running on your own jet skis now. I wouldn't consider you having floaties in a rope. I think that's a really weird analogy, but it's a really funny one to me in my head. But this is what it's about. I mean, we can't screw up this radio show. We're just having a conversation. And apparently, to me, this is what my analogy is. And it's the perfect example of that. We do just get to create and be exactly what we naturally are. If you're a person that loves to go into the detail of things and sift through everything and look for that, that's great. If you're a person that wants to go full blow, you know, top speed ahead, that's also great. There is a flexibility and an allowance and also a gratitude for you working exactly as you naturally would in your capacities, creating as you can. And to me, that is what makes it the most exciting.
And I love that you say that. I mean, I love all of it. So I'm like, okay, where do I go? But one of the things that pops is like, just like being grateful for what you actually do enjoy and acknowledging what it is you do enjoy doing and being, and then like allowing yourself to let go or be vulnerable and honest with yourself about the things you actually don't enjoy. Because it's like, for me, I know how much of a kind of like a pleaser I was in my old jobs. Like, I can do everything and I will do anything, but there were some things that I would be like dying on the inside. Like, I just don't enjoy that part. And it's just like so beautiful that in working with this team, and this is part of putting the fun back in business and being yourself, is that we do have the freedom to be like, you know what? I'm just not that good at this thing. Like, I would love to help, and how else can I contribute, and what can I contribute? And I would absolutely do it if we truly need it. But it's like, you know, I'm not so sure I enjoy that, or, you know, what else is possible here? And just being, for me, it's like the vulnerability to just say it. And also, that's really what's cool about building my own team, is that I can ask for the folks that do enjoy, because it's like what I found is like there's always somebody that enjoys doing the one thing. Like, even if you don't enjoy, there's always someone that enjoys doing the books or enjoys doing the numbers or the logistics or the admin side or the writing or the marketing. And it's just like, what if you could allow yourself to ask for those people to show up for you? And that's what I'm asking for putting the fun back in business. Like, what would it take for people who love doing the admin or the logistics side and truly have a joy for it to show up and contribute to this project, so I don't have to, you know, do it all and take it all on. So that's been a super gift. And then the other thing I want to mention is, for those folks who may be listening to this and are still, you know, maybe in a reality with their work where they're actually not having that much fun, or they're in the question like, okay, I want to have more fun, like in my work, or I know what else is possible. Maybe I'm not so happy, but like, how do I even like bridge the gap? How do I even get to this place where it's like, I can just be me and and work, because I know it may seem inconceivable, like it did to me when I was working corporate, like 9 to 5, like I thought this is all there is, like you just have to suffer work and you just have to suffer and go to work because you need a paycheck. And I would never even imagine possible that, like, never even imagine that this sort of work and what I'm doing now was actually even existed on this planet, much less that I could even have it. So Rebecca, I would ask you, like, what are some tips for those folks, like, just beginning or even in the question of, like, wow, yeah, I want that, or I want more of that. Like, how can they even get started? What's a couple of things they could start shooting?
I'm going to steal directly from the Put the Fun Back in Business booklet, because I keep it beside my desk to remind myself in situations exactly like this. Of what else I could choose or be. And tool number one is to not make business significant. And we've written in here, treat it like it is a playground of possibilities. It is not serious. If why are you? So I just think that is a great starting point for this. And let's see how many of these tools I can get out before our next break, which I feel like is coming up really shortly. And so here's another one of my favorites, which says, don't think, ask questions. Every question will open the door to a new possibility. Every thought and conclusion will shut them all down. So these are literally the ways that I would actually change any situation. Like, okay, I've got this thing going on, or I don't know how to handle this, or hey, the situation feels really off. I would literally use these very simple ideas of, okay, what if I didn't make this problem so serious? Would that change it at all? And okay, what question could I ask here to get me out of, you know, my point of view about this? And then there's this question, which is totally just for the control freak, which is, what would it take to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, significance, out of linearity, and out of concentricities for all eternity with your business and you? And let's just use the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement on that one. So everything that brings up and everything that is, can we destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, papako, nature, it's boys and meons. So it says down the bottom, stop being a control freak and be willing to receive from everyone and everything. And here's the main theme of this little booklet, ask questions. So these are one of the things that you can receive when you do the Put the Fun Back in Business class. So I suggest in this break that you actually go to the Joy of Business website and find a Put the Fun Back in Business class. Access joyofbusiness.com. Look forward to seeing you in our last segment.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last segment of this Joy of Business radio show. I'm Rebecca Hulse, the creative producer for Joy of Business, and I have with me the creative producer for Put the Fun Back in Business, Mariana. So just before we do our last segment, and I'm going to see if I can put Mariana on the spot, I just want to let you know that if you love this show, if you want to see a certain topic, if you want to know about something more, if you have questions, we would love to hear your feedback. And you can email those to umtimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com. We would like to know, are you listening to this show? Are you downloading it? What is happening out there? Because unless you tell us, we actually are just shouting to the wind, and we have no idea that you love this or not. So just a little reminder that if you are living this show, and you might be if you're still listening by this stage, we want to hear about it. So please do just send a quick email to umtimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com because, you know what, we'd love to share this with our facilitators too and let them know that they're doing a great job. So how might I put Ms. Mariana on the spot for this next episode? Well, one of the things that I would like to do is know what has been her greatest Choice Creates Awareness moment so far in leading Put the Fun Back in Business.
Oh, oh my gosh. How many? so many. Well, I would say, here we go. I would say one of the greatest ones that comes to mind is actually when this energy of overwhelm showed up and I emergency pinged Rebecca and I was like, help me. Because so when you are given the baby to, you know, bring, like, so putting the fun back in business is the baby. And there's so many directions you could go and so many ideas that I have for it. And I started to go to this place of I'm overwhelmed. Like, and at that time, I don't think I even had any team members yet. So it was really just me, basically. And I was like, OMG, oh my gosh, because I had all these ideas, like I'm going to do the website and I'm going to do videos and I'm going to invite people and la, 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 la. And I was doing it all myself. And amongst, you know, the other projects, you know, that I do. And I went to this place of like overwhelm. And what I wanted to do was quit. What I wanted to do was stop because I was judging myself so much because I was like, I'm not doing a good job. I can't do this. I'm terrible. It's almost like I got analysis paralysis. Like there's so many options and so many choices that I don't even know how to get started. Cause as soon as I start on one thing, I'm ignoring the other 99 things that I'd like to get done. And so I went to this place of overwhelm and I pinged Rebecca and I was like, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. This is too much. So I went to like, this is too much. And what I loved about what you said, Rebecca, was like, I actually don't remember exactly what you said, but you asked me a question. And I think it was something like, is it really overwhelm or is it like something else? And this is like what I like to say is a practical application of the access tool, which is everything's the opposite of what it appears to be. So I went to overwhelm. I went to I can't do it. But the awareness I actually got was I was like, wow, what if this is an overwhelm? What if it's something else? So thanks to your question, I actually went to the Access blog, which is one of my secret ninja tools that I use a lot. So whenever I'm like kind of stuck or need a definition or something is up in my world, I either go to YouTube and find an Access video about it or I go to the Access blog and I like search. So I went to the Access blog. I searched overwhelm. And I found this article written by Dr. Dane here, and he was talking about how overwhelm is actually either a place where you don't have enough information, or where you feel stuck, or like something else. And so for me, it was like, oh wow, it's not actually that I'm overwhelmed. It's that I think it was like, I don't have enough information. So it's like, once I actually acknowledged that and I actually like journaled it, so because for me, it helps like sometimes to write out my feelings, but like, no, it's not my feelings, my awareness. Like, and it was like, wow, this actually is, I just don't have enough information for a couple of these pieces. I actually just require more information. And so that's what actually propelled me to really get on board with adding more team members to the team. I was like, all right, the awareness here is like, I actually don't have to do all this by myself. And what if I could ask for help and ask for other team members to show up? So that was one of my greatest, like, wow, this choice to actually not stop and not quit and not give up on myself and on putting the fun back in business, but instead to go to question and go, what else is possible, actually gave me the awareness that, wow, this actually doesn't have to be a stopping point. There's a beyond, like what's beyond overwhelm that we've never even considered. So it's like, ah, so the choice of asking a question and moving forward and not giving in created the awareness of like, wow, I wonder where else like I've bought that it's a stopping point or I can't or I don't, that actually it isn't. So it's like everything's the opposite of what it appears to be. And so that was one of my latest ahas among many choice creates awareness. Yeah.
That is brilliant. And I'm sure no one has ever been there before, especially not me. And I don't know this through personal experience. And it's definitely one of those things that can get you totally caught up. And this is what I'm so grateful for Joy of Business for, is that you do get to have a way to deal with this and not get stuck in anything and absolutely anything that comes up. There is something that you can do about it, that you can change with it. You never have to be stuck in a single place that you've ever been before. Ah, this is fun. This is a good little quiz. We have approximately, and this is because I wing it every single time, as you probably know by now with this Joy of Business radio show. I have no idea when these breaks are, but I am really good at winging this. So, Mariana, what's your favorite Joy of Business tool, or put the fun back in business tool?
Oh my gosh.
Your
I think it's
only favorite one.
I would say it's just not making a significance. You know, like, what if all of this was fun? What if it was just 10-second increments? And what if you could just have a lot more joy and fun than you've ever actually allowed yourself to have? Like, what is the worst thing that can happen if you truly be you? You actually might start having more fun. And one of the things that I noticed with you, Rebecca, is like how much you laugh. Like, I love how much you laugh. Like, basically everything you're saying, like every time you speak, you're like, there's a giggle and a chuckle. And it's like, and that for me is part of not making it significant. It's just like, and that shows up. I mean, every time we talk, or, you know, when we're having business meetings, and it's just like, yeah, what if it wasn't significant? Yeah. And what if all you out there could show people that it really wasn't significant, and you could actually start playing in your day. Like, every time you go to make something serious, you know, in your day when you're working or you're maybe feeling the stress, it's like, wow, what if you paused right there? And it's like, am I making this significant? And what if I didn't? And just see what shows up, like, just by introducing that energy into your day. So that's my favorite, and it's a big one for me. It's a big one, I gotta say. But I'm curious, what's yours?
I have to say it would be the same, actually. Or just remembering that I can ask a question. Like, absolutely any question at all would probably be my favorite one. Just knowing that you can ask a question and change it gives such a great freedom. Okay, so next question. Where are the put the fun back in business facilitators, and what classes and fun things do you know that are coming up about put the fun back in business? How can we get them?
Yeah. How can you get them? So, first of all, if you even want to find out more, like, okay, what is putting the fun back in business, and just kind of dive in a little bit deeper, you can actually go to accessjoyofbusiness.com/funinbiz, ending with a Z, all one word. And actually, you can read a little bit more about it and watch some fun videos. There's this really great video with Simone about putting the fun back in business. And from there, there's actually a link there. You can actually find a facilitator. So we have facilitators all over the world with putting the fun back in business, and they teach, they facilitate intro classes. So this is like the beginning. This is like, wow, what actually can you start introducing and being and doing differently in your day that would truly, truly make it a joy to live and create and be in business for yourself or if you work with others. And then the other thing I want to invite people to is like, what would it truly create in the world if we had more facilitators out there showing people this energy and what is truly available here, the wealth of tools, so you can actually become a facilitator. And I just want to rattle off the prereqs real quick for that. So if you want to become a facilitator, if that's of interest to you at all you need is 2 Access Business 101 classes, 2 Access Business 102 classes, and 2 Choice of Possibility classes. So if you have those prereqs, you can actually apply to become a facilitator. And then you truly get to be you while facilitating. So it's like you get to share what you know about fun and business and get to share that with the world. Like there's no, oh, I hear the commercial going. Or that's
thank
the end.
Thank you, Mariana, for coming with us. See you next week.
Thank you, Rebecca. All right. Bye.